Captain Kolor's log. Stardate 2371-94.57. After the loss of Captain Beckett, I found myself somewhat reluctant to take up the captaincy of the Twilight. But I owe this crew my lives many times over. And I feel it is the best way to commemorate the memory of my lost friend. We are traveling back to Earth at high warp for a full debriefing with Starfleet Command. I have promoted Lieutenant Andreevich to commander. He now sits as my first officer. In the past, I have considered him less than trustworthy, but his recent actions have suggested more fiber than I had anticipated in his character. However, Engineer Larson has reported some strange power anomalies coming from the biomimetic warp nacelles. Despite numerous tests, we have found nothing to cause these anomalies, but it is a concern, to say the least. The crew has taken the captain's death hard, and although I vow to find Tolian Thoren and kill him, sever his head from his body, it will have to wait for another time and another mission. End log. Enter.
Ah, hello, Captain. Nothing good to report, I'm afraid.
The engines.
We're running at high warp now, and the power outages seem to have lowered rather than heightened. It's the complete opposite of what I might have expected. To be entirely honest, I have no idea what's causing it. The slower we go, the higher the outages. It boggles the mind.
Perhaps Commander Andreevich could assist you. I know he did a thesis on warp fields at the Academy.
I'm not sure about that. Kolor, I think Yuri is somehow responsible for these power outages.
What? You better have something to back up such a bold and ridiculous claim, Commander.
The day before the anomaly spikes began, I saw him tinkering in one of the nacelles. He claimed it was routine maintenance, that he was checking on a power fluctuation that he'd discovered, but it was after this that I started detecting power fluctuations, not before.
And you think that is sufficient for an accusation?
I don't like anybody touching my engines when I don't know about it. It's like coming home and finding someone else in bed with your wife.
Your overprotectiveness for these ship's engines confuses me.
Obviously, you've never been married. Listen, you and I have been friends for a long time now. Have I ever been wrong?
Do you honestly wish me to dignify that with a response?
I'm being serious, Kolor. I know you promoted him to first officer, but I've caught him snooping around engineering far more often than I'd like to think. There's something shifty about him, and I could never quite put my finger on it. With your permission, Captain, I'd like to follow him.
Spy on him, you mean? That is dishonorable, my friend. But if you really believe this, you have my authority to do as you will.
Space, the everlasting frontier. These are the journeys of the USS Twilight. Our mission? To seek out new forms of life and new civilizations, to go boldly where no man, where no one has gone before. Episode 2, Sunrise. I never thought I would miss Earth, but standing here, back at the Academy, I think that maybe I have, just a little. It is my home, and I would do anything to protect it. Anything.
Hello, Yuri. Nice to see you back on home soil again. There really is nothing like a stroll through the Academy Gardens here in San Francisco.
Who is there? Who is it? Oh, Chief Archer. It's you.
Your work for Section 31 has been exceptional. Dealing with the alien threat by sabotaging the Twilight's engines was a masterstroke.
I do regret the backfire I caused. Destroying the alien planet was not intentional, but in hindsight it was probably for the best. They could easily have rebuilt that device, and the Borg would have assimilated them, and we would all be dead. I have done as you asked. The Twilight's engines are fluctuating.
And the enhancements you added?
They have no idea that I am responsible.
Excellent. Everything is going according to plan. When any luck, the Twilight will cross over into the Mirror Universe before Captain Kolar can twitch his eyebrows.
I wouldn't underestimate Kolar if I were you. He's not quite as stupid as he looks.
Now, my boy, tell me about the queue.
So, this is what you've been up to, you sneaky little bastard. I better get back to the ship as quickly as possible. I take it you've spoken with Admiral Pike.
I have. He believes it is a waste of time to search for the Odyssey.
Let me guess, you disagreed with him.
If there isn't even the smallest chance Captain Beckett is still alive, we must find him.
I know, I agree with you. Listen, we need to talk privately about that other matter.
It will have to wait. I am making what you call a command decision.
I'm not going to like this, am I?
I would not have thought so. Helm, lay in a course for the last known position of the USS Odyssey.
Caller, they'll demote you back to Ensign if you do this. But I'm not going to stop you.
Thank you, old friend.
But it looks like someone's gonna try. According to the sensors, the constellation's coming up on our starboard bow.
Incoming transmission.
We are being hailed. It's Admiral Pike. I have raised the shield as a precautionary measure, Captain.
Thank you, Commander. Put the Admiral through.
Thank you. I order you to stand down, Captain. Immediately.
I cannot do that. I am sure Captain Beckett is alive. Somewhere.
If you do this, you'll never see daylight again. Let alone the captain's chair.
I'm only keeping this chair warm anyway.
Target their engines. Twilight is not to leave the system.
We're taking damage to the nacelles, Captain. This way, our shields will fail in less than a minute.
Return fire!
Damn it, Kolar, turn back!
Never!
Captain, I've got an idea. Let me try something.
Please input command codes. Command codes verified.
There's nothing more we can do. We're dead in the water.
Their engines have stopped. What did you do?
That's for me to know, you'd never find out, laddie. Larson.
It doesn't matter how I did it, let's go.
Indeed. Take us to maximum warp.